With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. economy continues to grow at a healthy pace. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Government figures released last week show strong consumer spending helped the economy grow at a 2.8% pace from July through September. Even though many American voters complained about the economy, it's proving surprisingly durable, and President-elect Trump will inherit a generally healthy economy. One sticking point, though, is inflation. Prices are about 20% higher than they were after Joe Biden took office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump is threatening 100% tariffs against a bloc of nine nations if they act to undermine the U.S. dollar. His threat directed at countries in the so-called BRIC alliance, which consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Trump says he wants a commitment from the bloc that it will not create a new currency or otherwise try to undermine the U.S. dollar. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran plans to resume working on its nuclear development. Here's correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
This raises further tension over Tehran's program as it enriches at near weapons-grade levels. The notice from the IAEA only mentions enriching uranium with the new centrifuges to 5% purity. That's far lower than the 60% it currently does and likely signals Iran wants to negotiate with the West and the incoming Trump administration.
The State Department has reacted by saying that the U.S. is, quote, deeply concerned with Iran's announcement. The first big snowfall of the season, blanketing parts of New York, Pennsylvania, and Michigan during the hectic U.S. holiday travel and shopping weekend. Numbing cold and heavy snows could persist into the early part of this week and cause hazards in the Great Lakes and Plains area. This is SRN News. More trouble for embattled Christians in India. According to International Christian Concern, the Hindu nationalist government there is barring ministries and NGOs from receiving any funding from outside the country. ICC says, quote, for the first time, India's Ministry of Home Affairs has listed religious conversion activities as a reason for blocking foreign funding of certain non-governmental organizations. That decision essentially bars such ministries from seeking to spread the gospel in their work. Persecution of Christians in India is also soaring. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a growing list of major corporations that have done the same after an outcry by customers. The changes are sweeping and include everything from not renewing a five-year commitment for a so-called equity racial center set up in 2020 to pulling out of a prominent gay rights index. Ford, Target, Lowe's, Starbucks, they're all doing the same thing. This is SRN News. Like everything else, catalogs have changed.
Retailers hope to go big this holiday season, but customers may notice the catalogs are smaller. Many have been scaled down to save on postage. In a sign of the times, the American Catalog Mailers Association has rebranded itself as the American Commerce Marketing Association. Experts do say catalogs help retailers cut through the noise and still hold their own in value. That's because of the growing digital advertising cost. Jason Walker reporting.
Lou Carnesecca has passed away. The excitable St. John's basketball coach, whose outlandish sweaters became an emblem of his team's rousing Final Four run in 1985, was 99 years old and just a few weeks shy of 100. The university says the Hall of Famer, quote, endeared himself to generations. This is SRN News.